the numbers are looking pretty good that I'm going to be officially win as a Libertarian this time.
Hi, Matt Welch for Reason TV. I'm here in Las Vegas at Freedom Fest, and I'm joined by the highest ranking elected Libertarian Party official in the United States of America. Ed Coleman from Indianapolis City Council. Welcome, Ed. Thanks for joining us. How did you win?
I used to think I was a Republican at one point in time, and I was very active in the Republican Party. And one day I said, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. You know, I'd been in the military for years, and I was on my way out because I was injured. And I said, you know what, I want to keep serving my community because I think it's right to serve the people. And that was what I felt my goal was in life. And then I get elected, and I find out that politics isn't very nice on the inside. I was told what to do. I was told how to vote. And when I didn't do it, I was treated like I was some kind of a leper, and nobody wanted to be with me, and they wanted to badmouth me. And I finally said, wait a minute, this isn't the way things are supposed to work. So I started doing a little bit of looking. And I did a little looking and a little more looking. And come to find out, I'm not a Republican after all. I took the World's Smallest Political Quiz. I ended up in the very top corner, and I was like, wow. So I started researching the Libertarian Party, and I was like, I've been in the wrong place all these years. I need to do something that's right, and I need to leave my party and go and do the right thing and start helping build this party.
So did you win first as a Republican and then switch your party and win then as a Libertarian, or how did that work?
I know it's unheard of, but I actually left in the middle of my term in office. I became a Libertarian, and I am currently running for re-election this year, and as of right now, the numbers are looking pretty good that I'm going to be officially win as a Libertarian this time.
What does an LP guy do for public policy in a city context? What have you done?
Well, city context is all about money mostly. Do people feel safe? Do they feel like their money's safe? Things like that. When I became a Libertarian Party member, the very first thing I did was put a proposal into the city that passed, almost unanimously. I had one dissenter. That requires the city to put all of our contracts online so they can be viewed by anybody. You don't have to do freedom of information requests anymore. I've become very vocal about stimulus money, grant money, things like that. I feel like this is our dollars to begin with. Why is the government giving it back to us with strings? Why do they even need to take it in the first place? So I've become a regular voter against any kind of grant money. Every single time something comes across that, you know, do we want to give money to a big billionaire like Jim Irsay out at the Indianapolis Colts? I'm like, no, we don't. He's already a billionaire. He's already getting enough from us. Why do we need to keep giving him more just to keep him here? I fight against all the little things that are ridiculous. I'm fighting against tax increases. I fight against when the government tries to come in and do something to these small business owners or property owners. We have a group that comes in and cites you whenever you have high grass or you have a fence out of place, and I go down and I fight on their behalf because it's their property. Why is the government telling them what they can do on their own property? So these are the kind of things I focus on. I try to keep it to what the people need and not what some big law firm or lobbyist or even what the guy in the mayor's office wants.
How come there aren't more LP city councilmen and women in this country, and how can that change?
Well, it's the same thing I tell everybody. Somebody shakes my hand and says, I'd vote for you if you could win. Well, if I counted every single person that says that, guess what? LP members would probably start winning. And then I get guys who tell me, you know, elected officials who are Republicans or Democrats even sometimes, you know, I'd become a Libertarian Party member if I thought I could win, but I think I could do better being in office rather than being a member of the Libertarian Party out of principle. And my attitude toward that is, you're wrong. You know, if enough people would do it, enough people would switch, then we would have more of us. So my goal this year is to basically prove everybody wrong and say, look, it can be done.
Best of luck with that, and that's all the time we have for Reason TV. I am Matt Welch.